When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My mug is full.
Ooh, my cup runneth over.
Oh, so much gauze.
Girl, we'll be talking about continental drag race news and so much drag happening in the world.
Plus a little reminder about voting September 14th if you're a Cali girl. This is a recall election. It's boo-boo bullshit, and we need to talk about why.
That's right. And we have an amazing tip spot with the one and only freshly crowned, the crown is still in the mail, All-Stars 6 champion, Kylie Sonique.
And it wouldn't be hot goss without some messy questions in the DMs and some dick and smass for y'all.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy our envoy.
Forever. Dog.
I literally just told you all the actual goss before we started hot gossip.
I don't know what you mean. I just tuned in. I'm just seeing you across the Zoom call, looking at your lace front. I can't see it. I'm trying to find a flaw. I can't
Baby,
find one.
It's a Peruvian ponytail. There is no lace.
Oh.
Using the frontal that...
Well, we want to take a moment to welcome you back for yet another steaming,
scalding
serving of
hot goss.
This, of course, if you know, you know, this is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get into some hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Oh, let's get gossiping.
You know what? Throw out the outline.
Throw it out.
Throw it out. We're going off script. Someone's going off script. No, I want to talk about something that literally is so late breaking on the day we're recording this that it's not even on the outline. Dragula.
Dragula. Miss Bitter Betty. Sarah Andrews.
Mama.
I'm so excited she's on there.
I can't believe this.
The girls are getting coverage. You know, Drag Race's season 4 might be a lot like Dragula's season 4. This might be like their watershed season where they start getting the mainstream because people want drag. They want drag on their toast. They want it on their tits. They want it everywhere. Then give them another show with drag and they'll be happy. Entertainment Weekly is covering it. The mainstreams.
Excuse me.
Not just Pink News.
Can we talk about Jade Jolie?
Not so news.
Jade Jolie is the first Rue Girl contestant on Dragula. I know you were trying to be.
I haven't even looked.
I know you were trying to be, but.
I was. Fuck.
Yes, she's in white. She looks like a virginal rabbit ready for the slaughter with blood red eyes.
Not a bubble wand to be found.
And excuse me. Also, Astrid Aurelia of Drag Queen of the Year notoriety
competition
is also on this season. So this is a season full of, our colleagues and our friends, and I'm really excited to see.
I can't wait to watch. Do you think there's going to be she captions?
I don't know if. I mean, it would be a great idea if someone out there were to, you know, chit-chat about it. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, they'll talk a little chit-chat.
Maybe someone who's been on the show before. I don't know.
That would be a great idea.
I don't know.
Let me check my phone.
I would certainly be listening if that existed.
Me too.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day. Was it laborious? Did you celebrate?
Kissy Christmas Labor Day, Ruru.
Kissy Christmas. I saw you lounging and languishing about in a red gown.
Yes.
Oh, the theme was red. Was she wild this weekend?
Red and or wild. I do most of my languishing in a red gown. It's true. You know, Celebration to me is sort of just doing nothing. Like, that's mm-hmm. celebratory for me, because I do work a lot, and you know, we're running several empires, and so just getting to like lay down on some fake grass, it is a celebration for me.
Yeah,
definitely.
And you are beautiful.
Thank you. That Thank feels you. So nice to hear. Okay, so a little bit about Labor Day. I know it's been a few days, but, you know, it's still Labor Day week. Okay, so did you know that the American labor movement is why we have things like the 8-hour workday, the weekend, OSHA, shoes or not, and other things that seem like a given when we're talking about working conditions? It all goes back to Labor Day.
Work, and there's still so much further to go.
Well,
the concession workers at the San Fran baseball park haven't been ever given a raise ever since it's been opened, and
Mama,
it opened in
garbage.
Like the last 10 years. It's on the waterfront, baby. They're making their money. Give
Mama,
them their
that's
points.
Garbage. That's like, garbage, Mama.
Yeah. So there's still like more things to do for the fight for all this, and more vacation days, and not expecting everyone to always be working all the time. But this is what organizing gets done.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, if we make our voices heard, we can make these changes happen in this world. Speaking of voices being heard and major things happening in the world, bless you. Bless
Sorry.
You. I can't. Did you using that silk organza to shield your sneeze? Is that... It's softer on your skin.
Oh no, this is a translucent shell bugle beading. It's abalone shell.
Oh, abalone.
And then strung on silk, because you can't string it on just some tacky rubber band.
How is Abby? Abby Loney.
Abby's good.
I love her.
She said she just took a break from everybody. She said, "Do not disturb. I'm abalone." Abalone by the beach. So she watched this weekend. She watched the events that unfolded in Chicago.
Good evening, Chicago. Back again for one last time. This is actually what I did this weekend, because if you know, you know, and I think a lot of people know that it was Continental weekend.
Honey. And it was like double ups on double ups. They had Mr. Continental, they had Continental Elite, Continental Plus, and then Continental on Monday.
Yes.
And honey, we were all watching, and their subscriber base like doubled over the weekend. Like, their accounts went up. These are the girls that you need to learn about. Like, when someone says Silky, in my head, I usually go to Silky Monroe.
Right.
Yes. Because that's who I knew from Texas and stuff. And now there's another Silky. So like, know all your Silkies. That's why I tell all my girls, know all your Silkies, know all your Davenports.
Know all your Silkies, know all your Creamies.
Mm-hmm. I met a Sherrington, a baby of a Sherrington at Southern Nights Orlando. She's introduced herself and I was like, now is your mother happen to be Alexis Gabrielle Sherrington? She's like, yes, that's my mama.
Oh,
I was like, oh, I love her. She's great. She's on our pod next week. And like, just getting to talk to all the girls and Continental. Ugh. It was so much fun.
I
saw you in the chat, girl.
I really enjoyed engaging in the chat room. I'm really excited for the Continental Instagram page because, first of all, like you said, the subscribers have gone through the roof on the Continental pageantry on Instagram. I like to believe that it's all because of... Pageant Pod, of course. I'm very self-centered, and I believe that it was directly because of Pageant Pod. But also, they were doing a really great job of running the account. As soon as it was happening, they would show a little clip of the gown or the talent or the presentation on the Insta story. So I was sitting there on Continental Pageantry on Instagram, refreshing, waiting for the next category. It was so fun. It was like being there, but it still didn't make me go, you know what? I didn't need to go. No, I still wish I would have gone there.
Next year, bitch.
Okay, next year.
That should be our pageant show. Us just going to different towns, putting on pages.
Honey, get the camera crew, darling. Now, we have some garden variety news from Variety Mag.
I love news. May I read?
Yeah.
Drag Race fans rejoice. VH1 has renewed three of RuPaul's signature shows, including RuPaul's Drag Race, RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, and RuPaul's Drag Race Untucked. RuPaul's Drag Race will return for its fourth season with a 14. New group of queens. The season 13 premiere was the most watched episode in the history's franchise. Hmm. The season finale saw Gottmik, Candy Muse, Simone, and Rosé battle for the title of America's Next Drag Superstar, with Simone taking home the top prize. And honey, I saw Simone on Jimmy Kimmel. She was so, like, engaged and yes. warm. And, like, who wouldn't want to hang out with her and have some tea, bitch?
Natural.
And honestly, next to RuPaul, what a great picture.
Absolutely.
Gigi Good on the strands.
Yes.
Gigi Good did this hair amazing.
I mean,
Paco Rabanne, the designer of the dress.
Okay.
A little Paco Rabanne.
You know that Simone is always going to look stunning, but if you watch the interview, you also see how what a just sort of sparkling personality she is, and how much ease, and just she's a natural, and she's fabulous, and she's such a star, and we absolutely adore her. And, you know, I think that we all in the kingdom are rejoicing that we're going to get a new season of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. I think we can all agree that we have been, I mean, that's what I've been waiting for. I'm like, I don't care if there's going to be a season two of The White Lotus. I don't care. I'm wondering about Secret Celebrity Drag Race. And finally, I don't like to get emotional on this pod, but finally our prayers have been answered. You know what I mean? Because we in the podcast community, we get to choose our family. What the fuck? No. Whatever. Fine. No, it's fine. Maybe it'll be great.
Maybe you'll be on it.
I think it's very possible, but it is a secret, so I'm not going to confirm that.
And my viewership of it is also going to be a secret.
It's no secret. Alyssa's secret, you ask? Well, I'll never tell.
I am listening to some other things, though. The Kylie Sonique Love YouTube channel is blowing up. Mm-hmm. There's a song called Do It Like Dolly, which I love. It's like a 2-minute, 10-second ditty of her just backing it up and doing it like Dolly.
Good golly. Yes.
Looks phenomenal. Sounds great. And this second song is going to be our Rainbow Spotlight of the Week, but like she shot a video for that, and like I see all my friends in it. Our Lady Jake, yes. Calpurnia, Ezra, yes. Like all the everybody's. Aurora was the art director for it.
Isn't Laganja in it?
Ganja's in it. Ganja has like this beautiful dance solo thing.
Yes.
Like, and it's such a great song. I think John Duff wrote it with Kylie, and it's beautiful. It's our Rainbow Spotlight of the Week.
It is. So let's take a listen and check it out on YouTube if you haven't already. This is Complete Me by Kylie Sonique Love.
In my house, someone else, someone strong. Like myself, there's no need to fear her. She looks like the mirror, so I'll try to be nice. In my heart, I've not felt how it feels to be healed. I don't have the answer.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or vegan and veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Everybody say Kylie Sonique love.
Love wins.
Love wins. Oh, we are back again.
This segment is about Michael K. Williams. He died this week from an apparent drug overdose. I knew him from watching The Wire, and that was a significant memory for me because he played a black queer character in the mainstream. He was on Lovecraft Country, did that. He was a skilled dancer. He backup dancers for a bunch of different people.
Madonna,
Crystal Waters, Queen Latifah. There were a bunch of artists. I met him once in Toronto. He was hosting the Stars Born after party with Dave Chappelle, and he was just like hyping on stage and getting the party going, and he was really nice. And I had a brief interaction with him where, like, you know, you don't always expect everybody to be nice to you when you're in drag randomly at a party. And he just smiled, and I didn't know him, but, like, you know, smiling at someone, it's free, and, like, he chose to do it. I'm sorry that he's gone. He was such a phenomenal talent and a nice guy.
Yeah, definitely.
But
also, I didn't even know about this. I didn't even, like,
a lot.
And I watched him on Lovecraft Country.
A lot of people are overdosing right now due to fentanyl. And fentanyl is something that can be in Xanax. It can be in a lot of stuff, which is, if you're partying, go to your pharmacy and ask for a Narcan kit. They're free. You can go to any pharmacy. They might judge you for a second, but they're free, and they'll give them to you. So you can test what you're partying for fentanyl, because a lethal dose of fentanyl is like a tiny little thing of a penny.
Yeah, like, it's serious.
So you can test your drugs for strips, and it'll say if it has fentanyl in it, and shit. I mean,
Well, why don't we take a journey into the world of politics at this time?
I just got my ballot.
Girl.
Sorry.
It's in the mail. Okay. This is a segment that we call
Let's get political. I want to get political.
Let me hear you.
See
your
policy.
I took it down the octave.
You did. You optioned down.
I like to give them.
Like Jackie Cox in the Rusical.
Right.
Madonna musical.
And the sizzling meat, are you again? Tell us about it. Stud.
So this is a reminder, if you live, Sandy, if you live in California, There is a recall election happening. It's Tuesday, September 14th. And this is an election to recall the Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who's my friend's godfather, so I like him. Mm. And he was launched at by a conservative political group called the California Patriot Coalitions. And they ended up costing California taxpayers $400 million for this whole, like, recall election.
Yeah.
The election's asking two questions. Should Governor Newsom be recalled? And number two, which candidate should replace him? A simple majority yes to the first question, the Republican candidate with the most votes will become governor of California. So this is fucked. We voted. They're making us vote again now. And they're hoping that people won't register to vote or get this done so then their candidate right. wins. So anybody listening here, I'm pretty sure is probably a Democrat. Please make sure you're voting in California. So the Democratic Party basically wants you to know that these are the issues the Republicans are running on. They want to repeal the minimum wage, which sucks, and they want to make it possible to pay people even less. They want to microchip undocumented immigrants.
Girl.
They want to restrict access to abortion, and they want to increase gun rights. So it's a no from us at Race Chaser. The whole Mom Network doesn't like to get political usually, but it's a no from us. And the only way to stop these things from happening and leaving question number two blank is voting no on question number one. Yeah. That's how we resist a Republican takeover of California, which needs to happen.
Yeah.
Because if we turn Republican, then something else will turn Republican in the Senate, and then Mitch McConnell.
Right. And then Boogeyman. Doesn't it have something to do with the Supreme Court as well?
Well, there's also
I don't
a
like
state
your
that...
outfits. I don't pay attention to them anymore. I can't with all the bad news.
Senator Feinstein is so old that if there's a Republican in office, they get to appoint. Like if she were to retire or pass away, they could appoint. So they're basically making a bid at like full Republican leadership in the state and also representing the state in Washington. So it's a whole strategic fucked up thing.
Which is right. Which is the whole
and the
reason
fact that
behind...
this election has cost $400 million just for them to make a play at power is fucked.
Yeah. I blame Reagan.
It's really
that
foolish.
Cocksucker Nancy Reagan.
It's really foolish. So September 14th is recall election day, in-person voting, and ballots sent in by mail must be postmarked or dropped off by 8 p.m. September 14th. So that is coming up very soon.
And you can vote in person now, too. It's through September 14th. There's
in-person September
voting.
4th through September 14th. Just find out your local polling place and go. The one in Hollywood is right by that church. There's one in the gymnasium. On Schrader, like there's so many places around here walking distance. So if you're in Hollywood, go walk and go, please. We need this because as of now, 76% of recall ballots haven't been returned and they've been mailed out for like 2 weeks because mine's been sitting on my table. It's essential that you return it by September 14th because if Republicans take power, it would be devastating for everything and everyone in California
and beyond. What, So why don't we take a quick break and then we will be right back. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm just a wreck. I'm a wreck tonight.
That bathroom is a wreck too. We need to tell the Tips Spot girls not to use the Sally Hansen in there.
Oh,
the booty dust,
God.
The glitter. It's all over.
I am such a wreck. I'm so nervous. I never get like this. We always have guests. We always have a Tips Spot.
Tip spotters.
Usually there's some disrespectful girl from the middle of nowhere. I don't even know her name. But tonight, oh my God, this is a very special. Oh my God. Dude, I look a wreck. My eyebrows don't even match. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Will you spray my hairline before she gets in here?
Yes, and
she's
when
arriving
we take the picture,
any minute.
I am on the left.
She's arriving any minute from the hotel.
She'll be here soon from the Bonvoy Marriott. Get in here. Oh my God. This woman is not only a star, she is a comet, and she is gracing our stage tonight. Our tip spot is the one, the only. Kylie Soniklaw.
Oh my God.
There it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
She is She is our current reigning All-Stars Season 6 Hall of Fame inductee championess. Former roommate of Willem.
Yes.
She does it like Dolly. Everybody say Kylie Sonique Love. How are you doing?
I am so good. I have just been here practicing my signature.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Great.
Damn.
We love it. Have you just been nonstop doing press and interviews like this one, or
oh, 100%. Yeah, this is my third one, I think, today. I love it. I love it. I promised I was gonna use my voice, and this is part of that. Bring it on.
Turn it and burn it with those reporters. Just run them hoes.
I am. And sometimes like they ask you the same stuff and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm hearing myself answer mm-hmm. these questions.
Oh yeah.
You know. So try to make sure that like they're each authentic, you know, for the most part.
That makes sense.
There can be 100 people in a room and all it you should have the same answer for every single question.
Okay.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
I have to be honest with you because we filmed this last year and I knew that there was a 1 in 4 chance of me to win. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to work really, really hard. And I told myself, win or lose, I'm going to be the same. And I kept telling myself that. And I would have people in my ear, girl, you know, you're going to win. You're going to win. I didn't want to hear that because I don't like to count a blessing that I have not yet received. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it hasn't really fully hit me yet. In the sense that like, you know, I've done things in the past that like, you know, I felt like really excited about, and I am really excited about this, but I think because I told myself so many times that win or lose, I'm going to be the same, that mm-hmm. I literally feel the same. But I started working from the moment they announced the cast. I'm like, I'm going to make this moment count for me and in every single way possible, whether it be music or acting or interviews or just doing a gig at a show. I want to make the most out of it.
Honestly,
that's what I'm doing.
On the TV show, you made the most out of it too. Like every chance mm-hmm. to be on camera, you turned around and gave them one more look. Honey, you gave them all the good TV. You were using up every single moment. And I'm telling you, this will hit when you get your Legacy Hall of Fame security deposit invoice, because Alaska and Trinity and Monet are not letting you in for free. There's a toll. They want a security deposit.
There have been rent increases in the hall since we've moved in. It's the policy. It's the owner's policy. It's not ours.
Chad is the manager on site of the facility. Mother dust.
We do split cable and internet evenly, but we'll give you a few weeks to get settled in.
It is dial up.
Oh my God.
Alaska, what did you call this job? Was it an infinity position or a
legacy position? Legacy. Because it's not, I don't like to, I mean, it's not like, oh, it's your reign and then it's over, because your picture's in the Hall of Fame. That's forever. That's forever.
Absolutely. I'll take that. I'm here for it. And I ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. You did go somewhere recently because
Sacramento.
You went to, no, not Sacramento. Well, but you went to Chicago for Miss Continental.
I sure did. It was my first time ever going to Miss Continental. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go to this pageant, I'm going to go with a motherfucking title. Mm-hmm. And I did. And what I want to say is I know when Drag Race first started, there was a kind of rift between Drag Race and, you know, the pageant scene and all that. But I really felt the love from Miss Continental. They would repost our stories. Everyone there was so welcoming to all of us. Everyone wanted photos with us, and it just felt really good. And I think, you know, it's a new day. And I think now that there's trans representation with a title or on RuPaul's Drag Race, that I think mm-hmm. It's kind of taken the edge off of whatever, you know, stigma was there between what Drag Race is and what the pageant world is, I think. And it made me feel good, so.
Well, there's this iconic picture that clearly was taken out in the lobby where the bar is, which is really, if you want to, I mean, the show on stage is great, but really the action is happening in that lobby because that's where everyone gets up at, you know, to, you know, go have a smoke or have a drink. You run into everyone there. And uh-huh. I love this picture. It's too much iconography in
everybody.
One
everybody. Akira, a Detox, mm-hmm. Monica Beverly Hills, Silky, Eureka, you with this white peekaboo cutout chain number, bitch. What's that? Can I borrow that?
Actually, it was borrowed from Detox because me and Raja decided when we were in Sacramento uh-huh. that we were like, let's go. And all I had was that my American flag outfit. And I was like, I'm not going to Miss Continental wearing this fucking constructed corset thing.
Yeah.
Looking like Miss fucking America. So I called Detox and she's like, come by the house. And she gave me an Akira dress.
Akira closed. They closed. Honey. I'm so sad. I went back to
they did not.
Uh-huh. On the one in Chicago?
No, there's two of them.
Oh, someone told me they closed during the quarantine.
They moved.
Oh, okay.
They moved and they have a bigger store and it's everything.
Oh, good. I want to go to
every queen in Chicago is dressed by Akira.
That's the tea.
Their shit is so great. It really is. I was with Raja Saturday night in Columbus and we had so much fun. We were performing in the rain, all wet and wild. She was in these hooker boots that were like 12 inch heels in the rain.
Oh, yeah. That's traditionally like her thing. She likes a stripper heel. And I wore stripper heels too at Miss Continental.
Oh, I saw.
I just brought the. So I looked like a fucking WNBA player. So I was okay. It was all good. Everyone was like, wow, you're so much taller. I'm like, I'm literally wearing fucking cement blocks on the bottom of my foot. So yeah, I'm 5'9".
You looked amazing.
Thank you. I ran into Vanessa Cartier.
Former reigning?
No. Yeah, she was currently reigning. Mm-hmm. And she is now on Holland Drag Race.
Isn't that wild and amazing?
That is her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap. I'm on and episode like 5.
We got pussy in the building.
Okay. We got pussy in the
She's mouth. The blonde girl with the ponytail?
She's the blonde with the breast implants.
Yes.
Yes.
Her husband was on the show with her too. For the makeover
really?
Challenge. Yeah.
Oh, with the beard. I have been busy working. I need it to where I can sit down and watch it all in one. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Unless I'm on it currently, then I will be glued to the TV.
Current reigning does have a nice ring to it, Miss Love.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I love your speech at the end, how it had like your name in it. Just like love wins. That's so perfect. Mm.
It was perfect.
It was like the cherry on top of everything.
Well, I had actually said whenever I won the Levi's challenge, love wins, but they didn't put that in there, which is fine. Because whatever. It's good. I said it and it's on TV forever and ever and ever.
I mean,
I'm so grateful.
I said RuPaulogize twice. I said it at the reunion once and then before that during the season, and they didn't show it during the season. So I used it again during my finale. So ring every moment out of it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I loved seeing you in the Brady Bunch green screen remake special. I thought you were the strongest actor in the whole thing.
Well, I appreciate that. Whenever they called me, Theron was like, Rue specifically asked for you to play Jan. Will you do it? And I said, are you fucking kidding me? I literally watch old episodes of Brady Bunch at night before I go to bed because it's just really calming. I've seen all the episodes and I can just close my eyes and picture it in my head and I don't have to think about anything and I can just go to bed easily like that. So when he called and asked me, I'm like, are you in my head? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I literally watch Brady Bunch every single night before I go to bed. Like it was it was so surreal. And to get to do that with RuPaul and have like a scene with RuPaul as Jam Brady just brought me back to the 90s whenever they redid the Brady Bunch movies. And I was like, oh my God, I get my fucking Brady Bunch moment with RuPaul. Like, are you kidding me? It was perfect.
You were amazing.
And your music, girl, groundbreaking. You've been trying to make music for a while. I've heard some of your songs and I loved them, but I love that we're finally getting visuals to go with them.
Girl!
And this Complete Me video, she's a Getty girl up in the garments.
Yeah.
Everybody's in it.
There was $75,000 worth of clothes by August Getty in the video. I'm so grateful for that. Thank you, August. John Duff wrote the song for me.
Beautiful.
We loved.
And he's just such an amazing writer. He wrote Do It Like Dolly. I told him also what I wanted amazing. To say. And he just has a way of just putting everything into words. And he did the creative directing for it as well. So all the visuals and everything, he those were his ideas. And Willem also dressed me for my final look for Do It Like Dolly in the jeans and the everything. And I appreciate that.
Of course, you look so good. It was amazing.
And also Gooey with Caswell. I'm obsessed with this video.
Thank you. Me and Caswell came, we've been talking about doing music together for years. Mm-hmm. And we ended up recording the song earlier this year. And then finally we got to do the video. So it was really cool. I was able to put out 3 music videos within a month, 3 new singles. And now I am getting with John again, and we're going to work on my first album. I'm really excited about it.
Bitch, the only way is up.
Yeah, exactly. I said I'm going to do everything that my little heart has always desired and be the person that I've always known was there. And also, just fucking live my life to the fullest. Like, why not?
Mm-hmm. Now, before we wrap up, I want to ask you about the Hollis Lay Spectacular in 2018, because you came on the pod to talk about the Hollis Lay show. Did yes. you, and you were so amazing on it.
That pantsuit.
Did you feel, I know, did you feel like that was kind of like your, like an audition to kind of get back in? And did you get a feeling that they were going to call you after you appeared there?
Well, I will say this. I think maybe it was them saying, let's bring her back. Let's see if this works with what we're trying to do on the show. Can this still translate drag? And I don't know what their expectations were of me, but I went in and I did it as if it was my only opportunity to ever get to come back to Drag Race and prove myself, even though it wasn't like the full on, competition.
Yeah.
I looked at it as a personal challenge to not only prove to myself that I have what it takes to be back on that stage again, but also prove to them the reason why they selected me to be on season 2. I have something to offer. I do drag. I love drag. And most of the drag I've been inspired by before I even like really started doing it full force was by trans women. And I think a lot of people can relate to that as well. So to have a trans person on one of the biggest drag stages in the world feels right.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Very that.
And well, hopefully it'll open more doors for other trans contestants to come back and show how great, trans people are in the drag world.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. It means so much. And you are absolutely outstanding. And I just, I'm so happy for you. And thank you.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. And Alaska and Willem, you too. I fucking adore you and love you so much. You guys inspire me to just work really hard. I would live with Willem, and I would she would get up early in the morning and go to her shop and just work and make content. And I just admire that. And Alaska, bitch, like, you are the ultimate, like, music video queen. Your songs are amazing. And you just live in your own world. And I love that. And I think that's what's really great about being on Drag Race and having a title, is you can create your own universe for people to come in and celebrate with. And that's what I want to do, is create my own little Kylie Sonique universe. You know,
hallelujah.
I love that. Just to let you know, as a tip spot, you're not getting base pay, but there's drink tickets in the back by your station. And you can keep your stuff back there, but don't be in and out all night with a bunch of people, okay? Dressing room rules.
$35 and a ham biscuit. That's it.
A honey ham biscuit, yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
It was good to see you.
You too, Willem. Thank you.
See you soon. Thanks for coming.
Bye. We love you.
Bye. Bye.
Girl, crack a glow stick.
It's very wet in here today. Oh my gosh. It's a very moist area, but at least it's our moist area.
Cavernous, even.
Oh, yes. I know you've heard that before. This, of course, this, of course, is the segment where we go spelunking.
Unking.
Deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from G. He says, hello, Willem, Alaska, and Sexy
Dolly. Do it like Dolly.
G. Golly. My name is G. My fiance loves all your podcasts so much. My fiance is inspired.
Oh, but you don't? Oh, just kidding. Just kidding. So why don't you like it?
So you don't favor the pod.
So you don't like it?
My fiance is aspiring to become a big boy go-go boy at a local club. He's getting costumes and numbers ready for a variety night coming up. Do you have any advice for him? Attached as a singlet pick. G.
Work. Well, G, if this is your fiance in the picture... Mm-hmm. Your fiance looks fantastic. It's sort of a, this almost could work for This Is Our Country, whoa, 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 because it's dark blue and white stripes with a red stripe around the perimeter and the singlet.
Them shoulders match them hips. He looks great.
Beautiful.
Great beard. I would say some advice for him would be, plan a reveal or a way to surprise the audience that no one else is going to do.
Smart. Because
then you have something ready to go that you can use if you're feeling a lull or something. You want to come spring loaded. Come with all the tricks and the stunts and the goops. That's what I would do.
Oh my gosh, such good advice. And I mean, my advice is really go-going is about. It's about your personality and your energy. So like, I always love go-go's who are like smiling and like having a great time.
Yeah.
That's always the sort of connection that you want with a go-go dancer. So like, don't be afraid to smile. Don't take it too seriously. Make sure you're having fun and like, and you're going to do great. You look awesome. Yeah.
If they make eye contact with you, keep eye contact and dance from wherever you are in the room with them. And look like you want to be there.
It's like Continental. You have to make eye contact with all the judges.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Our next message comes from Ruse. Merry Christmas, Ruse. Dear Big D and Queens, Alaska and Willem, longtime listener and first time writer, hoping you can give a gay man, some advice. I have been turned down twice for a promotion now at work and wondering whether to keep on chugging along or look for a career change. I am always striving for professional progression and feel like I have hit a brick wall with no movement in 2 years. I know I am qualified for the next role, but feel like I'm overlooked because I don't suck up to my managers and play their silly games, and I don't see a promotion in the foreseeable future. The problem I face is I'm very comfortable in my current role, and I'm nervous jumping ship will cause me to be unhappy. Do I stay put as I am, comfortable, or just jump ship? I know some people can comfortably stay in the same role for tens of years, but that is just not me. Help. BTW, your podcast is the highlight of my life right now. Sydney, Australia is in lockdown, and you three are the highlight of my week and keep me motivated on the daily. Love, Rose.
Rose. Well, my advice is just listen to Call Me Brenda and do whatever your heart takes you after that.
Our advice on our advice segment is listen to a podcast that's on another network.
Listen to a pod. My actual advice is, like, he said the word comfortable a lot, and I think he should do whatever makes him comfortable, because it's like, we don't really know what's going on. We're sorry you aren't getting a promotion, but, like, you know, it's nice to be employed and have a steady gig, so I would just hold on to that with my fucking teeth if I could. Because as actors and drag queens and whatever, we don't normally have a steady gig all the time. So if you're comfortable here, and I don't know, like, I don't know.
Well, remember that the road is long and anything can happen. And so, I mean, it maybe just, I don't know, give it some more time, because, you know, if these things don't happen instantly, that doesn't mean they're never going to happen. So, like, who knows? Something could happen. Someone could leave. Someone could step out of their role, and you might be the person to waltz right into it.
Ooh, someone could throw beads, and then someone else could fall. There's so many things that could happen, Ruse.
Make sure you have a new job before you leave your current job.
That is also a really good idea, Dipper.
That too. And as
you should give advice on your podcast.
No, it's bad on our show.
As an Australian, if we don't want to give you any unqualified advice.
Oh my god.
But we're just a fucking podcast.
But don't dingo chasing waterfalls. read the next one. But good luck to you, Ruse, and be patient and get another job before you quit your current job.
Casey Christmas, Ruse.
Ruse.
Good evening, distinguished panel of judges and guests.
Ruse Q.
Longtime listener, first time emailer. I've been a big fan of the show since it first aired in 2018, and I enthusiastically listen every week to your soothing voices, even when they decide to eat during the pod. My name is Alex, and I recently moved to the Windy City of Chicago.
My name is Alex, and I just moved to the Windy City.
I just graduated college, and it's my first time doing a big move to a large city, so I am both excited and stressed, as you can imagine. Since I am brand new here, I have had a bit of a hard time making friends. I do have one friend who does drag. They go by the name of Spork. Gotta shout out the girls. But other than my roommate who works all day, I am flying solo. The only times where I feel like I can interact with people to try to make friends is at the clubs. However, since my friend is a queen herself, I find myself hanging around her group of friends, which consists of other queens. While I am very excited to meet all these lovely queens, I find it hard to get in a word since I am not a lady of the night. I'm pretty shy around new people, and being in this environment of queens with gorgeous outfits and a lot to say is pretty intimidating and not something that I'm used to in Hokey Pokey, Iowa. Mm-hmm. My question is this. What are some things I can try to do to become more outgoing and friendly, specifically towards the drag queen demographic? I'm a visual artist myself, so I have a deep appreciation for the art form of drag, and even considering offering my photographic services to some of the dolls for promo shoots and the like. I just want to know how I can be bold, and I feel like I am present in the room instead of being overshadowed by towering wigs. If you could please offer some advice, I would be greatly appreciative in my time of desperation and loneliness. While I am not the type to take nudes on the regular, I do enjoy taking silly nudes when I am bored and alone. Attached below is a patriotic ass shot taken in our gorgeous new living room. I'm sorry it's not a fisting pic like last week, but we do what we can do around here. Hugs and Chrissy Christmases. Kisses, Alex.
Oh. Thank you, Alex. And what a fun image.
She's in drag. Oh, it's Alex, a mask.
Alex is wearing a painted drag kind of beauty face mask and giving an Americana salute. Yet again, another Americana trend alert, because there's an American flag with Nicki Minaj giving a salute, And Alex here is also giving the salute. Oh, and Alex has their panties pulled down, revealing an ass. A pert and perky ass right in front of the television. Well, honey, with that right in front of the television, I ain't paying attention to the Real Housewives. I'm looking at that ass.
And it is a living room, and clearly there's room.
Yes.
I would say if he wants to talk to drag queens, just compliment them.
Yeah.
And then if they don't say thank you back, at least they're not worth your time to keep talking to.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the thing about offering photography, be useful to them. That's always helpful. Drag queens are selfish.
My advice is very similar.
And they interrupt a lot.
You have to, as I was saying, my advice is very similar because drag queens are very self-centered and self-absorbed, and also usually find it really difficult to do very simple tasks. So if you want to become friends with drag queens, you should find ways to be generous and helpful to drag queens, whether
super
it's
glue.
Opening a door, lifting a bag up and down the stairs into the car. These things are things that we remember because they benefit us directly. Drag queens, I mean, our level of consciousness does not go much further than our own wig, because drag is very like painful and it takes up a lot of your senses to do it. So it's very difficult to do. But if you help drag queens, then they will remember you, because the next time they need help getting their bags down the stairs into the basement dressing room.
Say, what was that faggot's name?
Right, exactly. They'll be looking for you, Alex.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the last one or did I?
I forget, but I can read this one.
Okay.
It's from Brad. Dear Will Aska, longtime friend of the pod here, I have always been a stickler for matching nude illusion, whether it's tights, power mesh, or fishnet, and was disappointed by RuPaul's lack of skin match on the polka dot outfit from the past season of All Stars.
Okay.
I know it was discussed last episode, but I just saw an image on social media via World of Wonder where she is in the same outfit in a promo image with no nude illusion. Either it was added or taken out before or after All Stars aired, or was photoshopped out, hence meaning that someone didn't like the way it looked. Screenshot is included below. What's your thoughts? As an avid listener, I'm dying to hear your feedback, and I feel like the more nude delusion is discussed, the more it will be unacceptable to let a nude delusion happen, whether it's in the drag world or performers, dancers, etc. I love you all, and thanks for always bringing a smile on my face each Wednesday and Friday. Also included is my shaft for priority viewing. I'm going to be in LA in a few weeks, and I hope to see any of your three beautiful faces out and about. Phone number below. Brad. She at 828, bitch.
Well, Okay. We'll talk about the RuPaul picture.
Dibs.
Let's talk about the dick first. Oh, okay. And there's ass too. Okay.
Yeah, she flipped it over. She said, ooh, getting a little well done on that side. Let me flip this over and show this dick.
Brad's dick bird. Has a curve to it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all wanted a twist, eh?
Right at the base. I don't see any balls, but
the balls do not exist.
They might be there. They might not. Now, his ass shot, he's doing the hold my phone up in the corner as far as my arm can go, and then toosh the booty. And he's showing the booty tooshed on an unmade rumpled bed. Those sheets. Is that a stain on my computer or the sheets? It's my computer. Never mind. Sorry. I should Windex my computer instead of libeling Brad's asshole. Okay, so the pictures of him are lovely.
Mm-hmm.
The nude delusion, we talked about it last week. We don't need to go on and harangue mother any more than we already have. She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah, first of all.
Generous in her friendship.
First of all, Brad.
But Brad, why does
I'm
he get to
so
read?
I'm so sorry.
Why does this boy, Brad?
So many drag queens out there doing such egregiously horrible nude delusion for your delicate tastes. Listen, drag is hard. Do you know that some queens go to the trouble of dyeing their own tights so that they match exactly, which I'm going to tell you is a difficult process and not an easy process. And drag is really hard. So I'm just going to say that first. Also, RuPaul is put together by Zaldi, who is, I believe, an award-winning artist who's been making amazing clothes and garments for RuPaul and many other people for many, many years.
3 decades.
So let's, like, just, let's all just, I just want to say that just for the room, first of all. And I also want to say that the retouching on this RuPaul image is really well done because they really make it look like skin. It's really good.
It's called the patch tool. Don't act like you never heard of it.
I don't know what you're talking
There's
about.
There's this thing called, like, Photoshop. It,
the coat of many colors, like patches or?
Yeah. Ask your friends.
Is it like a pirate thing, like an eye patch? Or?
Yep.
I think it's very well done, Photoshop. And just because you Photoshop something out doesn't mean it's like, oh, they didn't like it. They thought it was too ugly. Maybe they just wanted a different look for the image.
Yeah. Maybe they, yeah. Brad, you're a faggot. I won't be using your number. Maybe Dipper will.
Why not?
Because I'm in England when
She'll
he's
be out
in
of
LA.
Town.
I'll be booked. So sorry.
Dipper, are you going to use the phone number?
For what?
Interns? Know. Who knows?
I don't know. Don't you want to talk about Nude Delusion with Brad?
Yeah, we'll have a panel discussion about Nude Delusion.
Uh-huh. Literally panels of Peppermash. Panel discussion. No, thank you, Brad. And thank you for sharing this image because RuPaul looks great. And sometimes fabric photographs different than on stage. I don't know.
And as they said in Valley of the Dolls, fags can be so bitchy.
Girl, at least I never married one.
Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss today. A huge shout out to our tip spot sister, the winner of All-Star Season 6. Kylie Sonique Love.
She's got a lot of class. And you can send your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, we have bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. And you can search for that stuff by just scrolling down or type Race Chaser into the little search thing and leave the coins on the dresser and gently close the door.
That's right. And we will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon so you can get notifications.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcast.
And that link on Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Please get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy, and then wash your hands again.
That's right. And we'll be back next week with more
piping.
Boiling. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.